Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoy today's safety talk. What is hypothermia? Hypothermia occurs when body heat is lost faster than it can be replaced and the normal body temperature, 98.6 degrees, drops to less than 95 degrees. Hypothermia is most likely at very cold temperatures, but it can also occur even at cooler temperatures above 40 degrees if a person becomes chilled from rain, sweat, or submersion in cold water. What are the symptoms of hypothermia? Mild symptoms. An exposed worker is alert. He or she may begin to shiver and stomp their feet in order to generate heat. Moderate to severe symptoms. As the body temperature continues to fall, symptoms will worsen and shivering will stop. The worker may lose coordination and fumble with items in their hand, become confused and disoriented. He or she may be unable to walk or stand. Pupils may become dilated, pulse and breathing become slowed, and a loss of consciousness can occur. A person could die if help is not received immediately. What can be done for a person suffering from hypothermia? Call 911 immediately in an emergency. Otherwise, seek medical assistance as soon as possible. Move the person to a warm, dry area. Remove wet clothes and replace with dry clothes. Cover the body, including the head and neck, with layers of blankets and with a vapor barrier, such as a tarp or a garbage bag. But do not cover the face. If medical help is more than 30 minutes away, give warm, sweetened drinks if alert, no alcohol, to help increase the body temperature. Never try to give a drink to an unconscious person. Place warm bottles or hot packs in the armpits, sides of the chest, and the groin area. Call 911 for additional rewarming instructions. If a person is not breathing or has no pulse, call 911 for emergency medical assistance immediately. Check him or her for signs of breathing and for a pulse. Check for 60 seconds. If after 60 seconds the affected worker is not breathing and does not have a pulse, trained workers may start rescue breaths for 3 minutes. Recheck for breathing and pulse. Check for 60 seconds. If the worker is still not breathing and has no pulse, continue rescue breathing. Only start chest compressions per the direction of the 911 operator or emergency medical services. Reassess the patient's physical status periodically and keep in mind chest compressions are only recommended if the patient will not receive medical care within 3 hours. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For more episodes, check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Podbeam, or Stitcher. To get new episodes sent directly to your phone or smart device, be sure to subscribe. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.